Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the show. This is episode 87. Stop getting sad over small things today. Don't get emotional over things you can't control. It is time for you to be happy again, because you deserve happiness. Everyone deserves happiness. Your anger is telling me you were feeling powerless. Your anxiety is telling you that something in your life is off balance. Your fear, it's telling you what you care about. Your apathy, it's telling you where you've overextended and burnout. Your feelings aren't random. They're messages. And if you want to get anywhere, you need to be able to let them speak to you and tell you what you need to really hear. Every emotion has some kind of cause and effect. There's some cause to it. Something that affected you in a certain way. You know, I've been there. I've trigger words, you could say, for sure. Definitely things like those. Being happy is a choice, I think. It's a totally, wholeheartedly personal choice. Will Smith said once in an interview, talking about the opening pilot scene for the ending of the pilot scene, the ending scene of the pilot episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it's where Uncle Phil leaves the room. Will Smith was supposed to sit down, like, to his back to the piano, and kind of like they would reminisce a little bit or something different. But instead, Will Smith kind of improvised, and he sat down facing the piano and started to play Beethoven's Fur Elise, and they loved it. The producers and the directors let it roll, and they loved it. Uncle Phil comes back in the room, and, you know, kind of, you see him kind of go, huh, like, don't, the whole premise of that literally changed the, and it made the show, because it was the premise of don't judge a book by its cover. You know what I mean? I apologize, I have this, like, little, I have this fucking weird noise. Fucking, I don't even know, some issue with this fucking cold nonsense. I got this, like, noise. Nasal. It's all nasal shit. It's fucking irritating. And, like, right now, I haven't sounded like this in a minute. Ugh. Listen. Alright, well, we're gonna get off of that little nasal nonsense.
Nasal nonsense. Listen, some people are just going to love you no matter what you do. And some people will never love you no matter what you do. Go where the love is. Okay?
Can't talk like that anymore. Love, go where the love is. You know? Some people may not know this. So I'm not a big, like, anime individual. I don't really care for the anime world, like, cartoons and stuff. I'm just not really into anime. I've watched some animes out there. you can actually technically like Pokemon and, you know, definitely that one and a couple different other ones like Dragon Ball Z. And I've watched that. I've watched those. I watched this one. It's an actual anime. I call it an actual anime because I grew up watching like Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z and, you know, Digimon and Yu-Gi-Oh, all of these like cartoons. They were cartoons to me. They weren't anime. It was cartoons to me. So I had a different thing in my head about it, but I'm not big into that world. I don't really care for it as much. I'm not like big in the One Punch Man or the Naruto's. I'm not into that one. I'm not into any of those. I can't do a lot of it. I never understood the premise of Naruto show anyways. I really haven't. I never did, never cared to. Something about the Dragon Ball Z show has always kind of stayed with me, though. To this day, I still kind of follow a little bit with the saga and everything, and I've honestly kept up with some of the shows that are out there and most of the movies and stuff. I really have, and it's perfectly fine. I like it. I think it's fascinating. It's cool to me. Like it's to me, I feel like in a way it's like plausible. Like maybe we could do that. Maybe we could have done that. Maybe we as people could have done not like crazy power up levels of screaming and you just power up and change your hair and your muscles get bigger and stuff. I don't mean like that. I mean like not morphing and shit. I mean like being able to kind of like use energy because they use energy. You know what I mean? That's what they're doing. But like the blasts and stuff like that, that's energy, right? They're creating something with energy and they're using the chakras and chi's and the power that's inside of you to bam, create this thing. And there you go. Whether or not I've actually been explained the actual how it works, I really don't know. I think it's just like a thing that it's just that happens. Everybody can do that in that kind of universe. But something about it has always gotten me attached to it. So I've always liked it, you know what I mean? And it's really cool to watch because you watch somebody that goes from thinking that he's a great warrior, Goku. He's a great, great warrior on Earth. He's defeated many enemies. He's the top warrior on the planet. Nobody's as good as he is anymore. He's defeated everybody. And then here comes this guy named Vegeta out of nowhere from a completely different planet that knows who Goku is and everything. And it's fucking crazy. And then they have an all-out war and Goku finds out that he has, you know, untapped potential, you know. So does Vegeta, and they keep going, but they become friends. Enemies become friends. And the biggest thing that I took away from this entire show, and I mean like this entire show, they go from battling each other to becoming comrades, to becoming friends, to becoming family. Literally, the Goku and Vegeta, they were like sworn enemies at the beginning of all of it. In their movies, in the shows and everything, and then they became best friends. So it's kind of like, you know, through blood, sweat, and tears, I guess anybody can come together. Maybe. In some times of war and acts of kindness, you know, and generosity and selflessness and stuff like that. Possibly could, I don't know. But it's just a cartoon though. Anyways, but they made these characters with an ideal system, with belief systems and different things like that, with values and stuff. And you never think of it that way. You never do. You never do. You just think of it as a TV show or a cartoon, and it's fucking crazy. You know, oh my gosh, these dudes can fire some crazy blasts out of their fucking hands and just float in the sky, punch each other, kick the shit out of each other, just take hits and just and super fast, and lightning and shit, and fly, and whatever the fuck else. It would be cool to do all that, to be honest. Dude, if Dragon Ball Z was real, I don't know. That'd be legit. But my biggest thing and takeaway from all of it is love, trust, family will get you anywhere, and you will prevail any enemy and any obstacle in front of you. it, like, the show alone has hidden message in it. Like, it's insane. They have this tournament of power where the universes battle it out with the top 10 warriors of each of those universes. And there's like 12 universes or some shit. There's like 9 or something. There's like 10 universes. So there's like 100 dudes on a battlefield that are all fucking crazy superpowers fucking each other up. So, I mean, it's kind of cool in a way, you know, to see that, for sure. But like during that, the tournament of power was like a legitimate thing. If you lost, if your team lost, your universe was erased from existence with the snap of a finger by these two omni-god things that just could literally, they had, yeah, they're like a god pretty much, literally. But they, you know, everyone fights it out. So if you lose, you lose. Literally, you lose. And, you know, it comes down to teamwork and dedication to what, you know, your team and your universe, and to do what is necessary to survive. Do you have what it takes? Can you, you know, be in a group best of the best and still crush everyone and be on top? Well, that's what they do. The whole thing, that's the whole thing, is just them battling out. And, you know, obviously, you know, Goku's thing, Goku has the itch of, he likes to battle everyone that's the strongest anywhere around him. If they're super seriously strong and he's never battled them, he wants to fight them because he wants to prove himself to himself. He wants to see if he can do it. He wants to know if he can or can't. It's like the unknown. He loves the journey. He loves the battle. He loves the unknown. But he's a family man. He'll do anything to protect his family. That's the thing. And the whole consensus of it is these fighters and these groups of people and then the planet and their friends and stuff like that, all these people, they become family, you know what I mean, over time of battling these crazy enemies. And they, you know, these fighters have died, come back to life, died, and come back to life so many times. I don't even know how. A good chunk of times, to be honest. It's weird. But yeah. Goku's an amazing dad, I feel like. I mean, not really an amazing dad. He wasn't really there entirely. He was out saving the world and the universes entirely. I mean, sometimes. I mean, even his kid, though, was in the situation. So, I mean, in a way, I don't know. He's putting his kid in harm's way, but his kid was a freaking Super Saiyan warrior at the same time. At an 8-year-old level, he could fuck up anyone. You know, like he could walk up to Mike Tyson and just flick him in the head and probably blow him through a fucking 3 walls. You know, I don't know, power comparison here, but he was a decent dad. He wanted his son to be more like him and be a warrior, but his son had, you know, his mom in him. And his mom was more of the, you know, we gotta kind of have a normalish life. And wanted him to focus on school. So that's good. That's good, you know. Not school and fighting. But he had both of those. So he was actually a really cool, really good, smart kid. He turned out to be a great, even more tremendous father. So that was cool. Gohan did. Gohan's Goku's son. If anybody's lost track of this, listen, we're 13 minutes in, almost 14 minutes in, and I've been talking about a fucking television show that is cartoon, and you're probably like, this is some fucking weird ass shit. I'm sorry. You can leave. It's okay. If you want to listen it out, it's fine. It's just something that I enjoy, and I'm going to talk about it. That's the power of my podcast. So either get with it or don't get with it. You know what I mean? Back to the show. So, Vegeta, sworn enemy, becomes best friends, practically brother with Goku at the end of everything, throughout all the episodes and everything that happens. And he's always kind of had that chip on his shoulder as like the younger brother kind of thing. He's always had that chip on his shoulder because he's never been able to surpass Goku ever. He's always been behind him, one step at the behind. Well, just damn near one step behind. But he's always pushing himself extra, extra hard to be that. So is Goku. So they're always having this competition of battling each other out to see who's always better. And that's cool. That gives competition, which, you know, that keeps creativity going. That you know, that keeps you going. Gives you a will, a purpose, you know? So, Vegeta falls in love with Bulma, and they have a kid, so he becomes a father. And at first he was kind of like not really with it, like he was a father, but he was like, I'm a Saiyan father, and I'm a warrior, I'm Prince Vegeta, yeah, I'll fuck anybody up, I don't know. But, you know, he became a great father, great protector of his wife and his family and his friends. The people that he battled for a while, he became an absolute, you know, best friends with and family with, and had a family with them, you know. And then they get to this tournament of power thing. I talked about it before. And one of the most powerful guys that they versed ever, his name was Jiren. He asked them, you know, guys, to Goku, why do you keep coming back? How are you, what the fuck? What gives you this? And he's like, because I, you know, my family loves me and trusts me, and everyone that back home, you know, has entrusted me with, you know, this duty and this thing, and I have to succeed. So it's just that will, it's that drive to never give up. And he wanted to go home and see his family again. Literally, he had more of an urge to live. His survival was more stronger than Jiren's. I mean, maybe, because it took like 3 or 4 people to take Jiren out. That dude's crazy. But it's a cartoon. So, moral of the story is, of everything, is that there's a crazy hidden message in some of these, like, animes and stuff like that. And I really liked some of the, some people that like to depict and take apart, brainstorm a little bit with some of the shows and stuff, and kind of show you a cool hidden message way in it of, you know, hey, they created this character for this reason and this reason alone, and that his drive and the will, why he's like this is because of this reason. And then you're like, oh, what? That made him 10 times even of a better individual, and you have like a respect for that character. It's crazy. Passion drives it, maybe. Does passion fuel it? I don't know. Passion could be a big thing in it. Why you feel that way about, you know, the episodes and the shows. You have a passion with it. I don't know. But I like it. It's a cool thing. Some people think it's funny, but then I'm like, you watch crazy shit. I'm like, what do people watch right now? And they tell me, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm the weird one. It's okay. I'm just saying. I don't even know why we got on that nice tangent. And I think, but I just want to hit off that real quick. I think we're probably going to end it here, guys. Don't forget to subscribe or anything like that to the Spotify here. You can rate on Spotify. You can rate the podcast. The more people that rate it, everybody, listen, the more help it gets tracked. Your social media pages. Listen, when you're sitting here listening to the episode, there's a little thing down there on your screen somewhere to set to share. Share that to Facebook, you know, share the episode to something, you know, share it to your family, share it to a friend, you know, hey, this is some funny stuff and it made me think of you. Here, give this a listen. You don't even have to tell them that it's me, you know what I mean? Just be like, hey, I heard this, listen to it. You know, I have struggles in overcoming them. I have an episode about that. Send them stuff like that. One of my earlier episodes, I talk about put your hand on your heart, you know, put your hand on your chest. Do you feel that? It's your heartbeat. It means you're alive. Like, you're still alive. Be grateful for that. Be grateful for the air that you breathe. You know what I mean? And there's just some episodes that, you know, people might actually benefit from. And that's not the purpose of the show. It's not the premise of the show. Is it the purpose of an episode? A certain episode sometimes? Yeah, definitely could be. Am I trying to get a message out there every single time? No. Am I trying to be funny and goofy and have a good time sometimes? Oh, hell yeah. I'm just being myself. Okay? This is me. This is the Daily Chat with Cody Lewis. Welcome. I'm going to end here, guys. For real. Just don't forget to share. Don't forget to like and comment and everything. Sorry, I have to say those things anyways. There are four very important words in life. Love, honesty, truth, respect. Without these in your life, you have nothing. Have a great day, everybody.
Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.